This week, Governor Gavin Newsom announced California was putting the emergency brake on its reopening plan due to the state's rising COVID-19 numbers. Most counties are now in the most restrictive purple tier. FM89's Madi Bolaños went to Firebaugh to get the reaction of this small Fresno County farming town that has fought hard to keep cases low.
Not every small town in the valley has a COVID-19 code enforcement officer, but Firebaugh does. His name is Surf Gonzalez, and thanks to Newsom's recent order, he's dropping by restaurants downtown to remind them of the new rules. Right now, he's at a Mexican restaurant, Don Pepe. He tells the owner, Juan Miguel, indoor dining must stop by 3 p.m., but then he tries to soften the blow. Gonzalez tells Miguel he'll try to get some heaters for outdoor dining. Miguel says that sounds good. Back outside on Main Street, Gonzalez, who works for the Firebaugh Police Department, says he wants to make sure businesses operate safely.
Just going into the businesses, seeing everybody wearing masks. I have a good rapport with the business owners and the employees, and it's just one of the things where I try to stay on top of.
He says it's the city's goal to keep residents and business owners up to date on how to mitigate the spread of the virus. And the data shows it's paid off.
When it first started, Fresno County, we were the third highest. And then before you knew it, we started dropping, and right now we're one of the lowest.
In April, the town with just over 8,000 residents went from 0 to 15 cases in a matter of days. That's when city officials came together to create a game plan for how they would reduce the case numbers, Gonzalez says.
We, along with the chief and the city council, we started coming up with protocols. Okay, these are the protocols we're going to set forth in order for our residents to follow, not only our residents, but also people who are traveling through or you're visiting.
Gonzalez says the city has provided business owners with PPE for customers, signs to hang outside that outline COVID safety guidelines, and...
If they were only Spanish-speaking, I would read the whole thing to them, hand over the paperwork, and everything came with a business card.
He says he wants people in the town to feel like they are all in this together. Back at Don Pepe, owner Juan Miguel says that part is true, but there's a much bigger problem than just acquiring PPE.
They give us masks and hand sanitizers, yes, but that doesn't help much. They can have a big round of applause for that, for sure. But what we need now is money.
Miguel says his 20-year-old business is tanking, and it's causing fights between him and his family, who are struggling to decide whether it's worth it to keep the restaurant running.
Of
the businesses affected by the pandemic, I think the restaurants have been hit the hardest because we depend on people.
Before Newsom's recent order, the restaurant was able to open at 30% capacity. But even then, Miguel says they were hardly getting any customers.
Out of that, only 10% would come in, and the rest don't come in at all because they're scared of catching the virus.
The winter months have always been tough on local businesses. It's an off-season for farm workers, so they aren't spending as much, Miguel says. And now that he can't serve anyone indoors, Miguel says it's going to be even harder. A few blocks away at Fireball Restaurant, owner Juan Portillo agrees.
The field workers have stopped. Now they're just collecting unemployment, but with just that, they don't have money to go eat at a restaurant, just to pay the bills.
Outside, Veronica Mendoza, a migrant worker and single mother to three kids, says that's true. She says there's no work right now, and she only has money for rent and groceries. Plus, she's concerned about her daughter, who suffers from seizures. Mendoza says she won't risk taking her anywhere that might increase her chance of catching COVID.
It's very difficult for me to take her out. If I do, she's wearing gloves and a mask, and is usually in the parks.
The code enforcement officer, Surf Gonzalez, says he encourages residents and businesses to do what they can to keep themselves safe. But when he has to share bad news, like telling restaurant owners to close indoor dining, it's really tough.
It's really affecting the smaller places.
And he worries with the recent surge in the state, being the bearer of bad news will only get worse. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.